This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authority in Plains, Pennsylvania responded to a shooting on Monday that resulted in three deaths, including a husband and wife. Cops say there was an argument between neighbors about 9 a.m. over shoveling snow. Neighbors say they heard about nine gunshots. James and Lisa Goy leave behind a 15-year-old son with autism. The suspected shooter, 47-year-old Jeffrey Spade, was found after committing suicide. Plains is located south of Scranton. A lawyer representing former President Trump at his impeachment trial next week plans to argue that convicting Trump of inciting a riot would imperil all political speeches from now on. Attorney David Schoen laid out his strategy Monday for Trump's defense and that some of the rioters were planning to storm the Capitol well before Trump addressed his attendees. SpaceX announced Monday it will fly a crew of private citizens into orbit around the Earth by the end of the year to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in an attempt to raise $200 million for St. Jude. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
NASA is planning several Mars missions this month, and they're taking microphones. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
As of today, Mars is 112.81 million miles away. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As President Biden continues to use executive orders in record numbers, one such order will likely send a tidal wave of immigrants flooding into the United States. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Biden is set to roll out several more executive orders on immigration this week, which largely roll back the Trump-era rules. One of them is reported to be the end of the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol, which former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan says worked well to discourage migrant caravans.
They've just taken away the game changer, one of the most essential tools that we have to address the illegal immigration crisis.
Morgan says this move will encourage more migrant caravans from Central America.
COVID has devastated economic conditions in the Western Hemisphere. That's what's driving the numbers up. You've seen the caravans. The crisis has already begun.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The actual size and the origin of the illegal immigrant population in the United States is uncertain and is difficult to ascertain because of difficulty in accurately counting individuals in this population.
I left my heart.
Tony Bennett has has revealed that he has Alzheimer's disease. The 94-year-old crooner's battle with the disease was documented in a lengthy AARP article, which contained interviews with his family members. Life is a gift, he wrote, even with Alzheimer's. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And also we do it because of our kids and the generations to follow. And they will look back in this time and say, where were you and what did you do? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've been saying for quite a while, and this comes from someone, I have family members who have been teachers, retired, and they saw a paradigm shift within the institution that occurred, it started to occur about 40, 50 years ago. Excuse me. And it's gotten worse, because what I see that's consistent, whether we're talking about politics or any bureaucratic institution, is it seems to be controlled by an administrative state. You can call it deep state, call it what you want, but these are the lever pullers. And it's exactly as the way I see it happening in our educational system. Our next guest says that we must rescue our children or America will be lost. We have to stop pretending public schools are not bad, explains the former Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel and Chaplain who joins us now, Ray Moore. Ray, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be on today.
Well, lay it out. I mean, you make a pretty strong statement here that we have to stop pretending public schools are not bad. We need to be able to perceive, the shortcomings, the failings of our public school, and even more so in light of COVID, because COVID has really exposed a lot more than I think that some people are willing to admit.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I want to give kudos to Tony Perkins, because he's actually the one who wrote that article that's so significant in this moment right now called We Have to Stop Pretending Public Schools Aren't Bad. And that was on the Family Research Council site a few days ago. I'm sure your audience can go look that up. Mm-hmm. And he interviewed Joy Pullman. She's a noted scholar, graduate of Hillsdale College, and executive editor of The Federalist. And she's advocating the same thing, that churches and Christians pull out of the public school immediately, and let's stop pretending that the public schools are not bad. Well, I started this advocating this about 25 years ago. I launched the Exodus Mandate Project, and for your audience, that's exodusmandate.org. And we were advocating exiting the public schools, about 24 years to be precise. Mm-hmm. And of course, my wife and I started homeschooling our children in the 70s, right. And now we have 8 grandchildren. I don't want to tell you how old I am, but I feel like I'm 50, but I'm really in my 70s. But we've been doing it a long time, and mm-hmm. it's finally come around that more and more people are realizing it's hopeless and pointless to try to reform public education. It's not really even broken. It's a faulty model. It's socialism and education. Mm-hmm. And we know, all know, you can't fix socialism. You can only abandon it.
Right.
So that's kind of our starting point. And I've asked, you know, people on that listen in to go to exodusmandate.org, and they'll see a lot of information. And we have books and tapes and different things they can order there.
Mm-hmm. Ray, what you're sharing with us, I mean, there has been an ongoing movement and realization that public education is failing us. I mean, even Betsy DeVos recently, when it became evident and obvious that public schools teachers particularly were not interested in getting back in the classroom right away, and I think in part because of the fear-mongering that had been taking place, she said, well, look, if you're not going to teach, you shouldn't get paid. But that, of course, not the case. The unions are such, and this goes back to your point about how our education system has been socialized. I mean, we talk about socialism like it's some new thing and that would never enter into the body politic, but it's well entrenched in the public school system. Everything has been mediocritized. And, of course, now with COVID and all the fear-mongering that's going on, you can appreciate in part why some of these teachers have been so overly concerned about them being infected by kids, but we're not hearing of any outbreaks, events that are taking place, spreader events that are taking place out of the classroom, are we?
I don't think so. Not many. And of course, a lot of your Christian schools have reopened, and they're not experiencing any particular crisis in that area. But it's an odd sort of situation. The COVID shutdown that took place last year has really worked to our benefit. Now, it's a dark chapter to have this illness hovering over our culture, mm-hmm. but the silver lining is that people have been forced to go home. 55 million children were suddenly at home, and families realized, many millions, that it wasn't so bad that they could do it. And a lot of people have been challenged to homeschool, but they just were lazy or fearful or something held them back. And now they're finding out, hey, it's really strengthened our marriage, our family life. Our children are happier now and learning more. Mm-hmm. And we're going to experience a bottom of 10 to 15% in uptick in homeschooling as a result of the COVID shutdown. Mm-hmm. And it may go as high as 25 or 30% as a result. So it's a blessing in disguise. And, of course, the teachers are radical, and they don't want to go back. And so that's helping us as well, because mm-hmm. parents are just getting fed up with it. And they say, look, we'll just do it ourselves, and we'll right. tell our pastor he better get going.
Exactly.
The biggest weakness in our movement right now is the lack of help from pastors. And I'm talking about evangelical conservative pastors. They're very slow to see this, mm-hmm. and they're afraid to deal with it because they have so many public school addicts in their churches. But they've got to step up and step into the moment and provide Christian schools and homeschool co-ops for their members.
Well, what do they think God is doing in all this? I mean, this isn't happening apart from God. I mean, particularly I asked this question of senior pastors. I mean, do they not see that this is the hand of God?
Yes, I think they should. And I honestly, I've been in the ministry 45 years. I'm a retired Army chaplain, lieutenant colonel, and I served in the Army and then also in the parish or in the congregation. And I'm just amazed at them. I really think probably 25% of them are not really called men, because mm-hmm. if they were really called, they would take care of their flocks.
Yes.
And so they're just filling a job. But we've got to buck our pastors up. And so I'd urge your audience to get after the pastor and say, look, yeah. brother, we've got to have a school for our children. You're being too slow to see this.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, the opportunity, and I cannot wait, Ray, until, on the other side of this, that we start seeing, you know, the bottom line effectiveness and the clear difference between the called out ones, the ones who did rise to the challenge and responded to the opportunity that God put on their doorstep, and the kids that are being homeschooled are better off than the ones that, you know, relied on the public educational system to, you know, do what they could. Because we're not hearing a lot of success on that end, but there's a lot more hope and anecdotal information that's coming in from those kids and those families that are homeschooling.
Right. And, of course, that evidence has been out there for a long time. We date modern era in homeschooling about the early 80s, and there's a lot of data now that these kids...
Well, I want to get into that. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Ray Moore after this.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's an Army Reserve chaplain, Lieutenant Colonel retired, veteran of the Gulf War, as you heard him say, which he was awarded the Bronze Star Medal, graduate of the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina, and chairman of PublicSchoolExit.com. We're visiting with Ray Moore. And, you know, taking a look at the educational system in the era of COVID and where we are right now, and his initial indictment is for the pastors of churches that have the buildings and the opportunity to, you know, to raise up schools and educational outlets that are so needed in the local communities that could make a incredible difference. And the fact is, the facts are there in terms of what's happening with homeschooling and these other non-traditional outlets, private schools and that sort of thing, and how they are overachieving against the public school system. We've known for a long time the public school systems are not operating at full efficiency, and you can blame it on the institution, the administrative state within the school system, you know, on the unions. I'm not necessarily a union guy because I at the end of the day, in my experience with union, I found them to mediocritize. You know, they're worried about everybody's payment being the same and being sustained. And as long as, you know, the administrative state of the unions is getting their dues, you know, everybody's rolling along. But meanwhile, their mission is not consistent with the mission of everyday families, much less the United States of America. Ray Moore, as we were starting to unfold, and I want you to talk a little bit more specifically about the empirical evidence that children that are being homeschooled are being, you know, clearly better educated than what we're finding out in some of these public schools.
Right. Dr. Brian Ray, with the National Home Education Research Institute, and that's NHERI.net, I believe, is probably the leading researcher in the world on homeschooling. He is a Christian homeschool dad, but he has a PhD in statistics, and so his research is accepted both in the Christian and the secular world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd urge you to have him as a guest just dealing with his research. But yes, there's so much data now. We date homeschooling in the modern era, I guess from the early 80s, and they just excel way beyond their counterparts in public schools and also in private Christian schools.
Mm.
And that's just amazing amount of research out there. Of course, I've got four adult children. We were pioneers, and I hope I can talk a little bit about my own experience. But my oldest son is now 50. He graduated from the Citadel in 1993, one of the early homeschoolers to go through, you know, university level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually the valedictorian of his class and the cadet colonel and regimental commander. He had the two top positions.
Wow.
And that's only happened four times in the near 200-year history of the school. So he's typical. They do very well. They're going into Harvard and Yale and major universities, and many of them go into Christian universities like Liberty and Bob Jones and other Christian universities. So these kids are doing very, very well, and they're normal, adjusted. They have good marriages. They're more engaged in their communities and their public school counterparts. So the research is overwhelming. Of course, it makes sense if you follow God's word and do it God's way, you're going to have a better outcome.
Why is it that homeschoolers, that we're getting this kind of results out of homeschoolers versus the public education system? Is there a simple answer to that?
Well, I think God intends, one thing we notice, it's really not about, it's about education, but it's about the family. And we notice that it creates a bonding in the family that lasts longer before you put them in some kind of institutional setting. So we homeschool our kids mostly through middle school, and they just created a wonderful family environment. And people say, well, you're isolating them. You know, they're not going to be socialized. No, they're better socialized than the public school kids.
Yeah, they're not bullied with regularity at home versus what happens at school, right?
Most socialization in institutions and public schooling is bad. It's bad socialization. So One of the principal reasons to homeschool is the socialization argument flipped over. It's better to homeschool and or put them in a private Christian school where they're really properly socialized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the difference, being properly socialized as opposed to just socialized where, you know, we get all the reports of the bullying and abuse that takes place in some of these, you know, public schools, sadly, at the expense of our kids. You mentioned Dr. Ray, and I definitely need to get that information from you because I would love to have him on the show to break down, you know, these statistics. I also want to talk about your publication of, you know, pastors taking cover. Break that down
right
for our audience.
They can order that from my webpage, exodusmandate.org, and the email is exodusmandate@gmail.com, and we've had a lot of success with that. We've got to challenge our pastors. Many of them are wonderful, doing a wonderful job in this area, but that group is a minority.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a challenge to them to find courage, to find their backbone, and to do what God's called them to do. You can't, if you're a pastor, you don't have to give an account for the flock.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't leave these children in these public schools and, you know, be able to give an account to the Lord on Judgment Day. So we have a lot of literature like that, and I urge people to get it. Now, also, they can go to publicschoolexit.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chairman of that. It's based in San Diego, but it's reaching out nationally now. Got a lot of information on that webpage of how to get started. Just more information than you have time to pray over. But people need to know different opportunities, different curriculum. And we discuss all that on publicschoolexit.com. And I'd urge your audience, if they want to start a school in their church or how to know what curriculum, to go to that webpage and take an hour or so and study it. You will find a lot of information there.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming, as you say, Ray, but, you know, I would, you know, encourage people who take up this mantle. This is an important mantle. I mean, you talk about legacy and what this can do in impacting generations. And, you know, this is about the most immediate thing you can do. When you talk about something first from your, you know, for your home and for your local community, you know, this could be really life-saving for these young kids and for this next generation. Because when we look at what the Joe Biden administrative agenda is all about, it is not a friend to the educational process and our young children. I mean, Donald Trump at least was looking at, you know, voucher programs and some other opportunities, and now you've got somebody who is union sensitive, overly so, and all those hopes and ideas of having an independent educational system and a movement away from public schools is all but gone, because the Joe Biden administration only knows to support, you know, the unions and the public education, the status quo of the public education, which, you know, it's interesting, Ray, because on one hand, they'll tell you that it should be doing a better job, but they really don't have any true solutions because they're relying on the very people who caused the problem to fix themselves. And they haven't been able to do this for decades. So what makes you think they're going to do it now?
Well, socialism can't fix itself because it's a faulty model. And public schools didn't become socialist. It's a socialistic state model. And we take the position in Exodus Mandate and Public School Exit that the Scripture, and that is God, assigned the education of children to the family and the church, not government.
Right.
So go to publicschoolexit.com, and if you want to reach me personally, go to exodusmandate.org.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for this information. I look forward to connecting with Dr. Ray to be able to break down these statistics even further for our audience, because there's nothing like the truth that'll set you free, right?
That's right. He's the authority.
You got it. Well, Colonel, again, we appreciate the time. Godspeed, and look forward to having you back as we continue this conversation that's so important to our children and our families here in our audience. Ray Moore has been our guest. Ray, take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authority in Plains, Pennsylvania responded to a shooting on Monday that resulted in 3 deaths, including a husband and wife. Cops say there was an argument between neighbors about 9 a.m. over shoveling snow. Neighbors say they heard about 9 gunshots. James and Lisa Goy leave behind a 15-year-old son with autism. The suspected shooter, 47-year-old Jeffrey Spade, was found after committing suicide. Plains is located south of Scranton. A lawyer representing former President Trump at his impeachment trial next week plans to argue that convicting Trump of inciting a riot would imperil all political speeches from now on. Attorney David Schoen laid out his strategy Monday for Trump's defense, and that some of the rioters were planning to storm the Capitol well before Trump addressed his attendees. SpaceX announced Monday it will fly a crew of private citizens into orbit around the Earth by the end of the year to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in an attempt to raise $200 million for St. Jude. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, that operative word is we, right? Powerful pronoun. And this is what concerns me, is that I see that we is getting less and less. For some reason, we've subordinated our authority as, you know, as initialized clearly in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, we the people, which really is a commandment of all citizens to have skin in the game. And we have checked out, and in doing so, the elites have been happy to take over. And so here we are saying, wait a minute, we're supposed to have a government of we the people, not them, you know, the elites. And we ask, okay, how do we reclaim this? Well, the way it was initially claimed, we have to activate and take it back. And you've got to know that is not going to be an easy thing. Power is very reticent to be released once you get it. It is amazing how these power brokers were able to, in a sense, render the effectiveness of we the people and the power of we the people as noted in our Constitution and have taken over. But part of it is that we the people have acquiesced and we've allowed it to happen on our watch. But it's not over. And I would encourage you to, as John Whitehead said, become educated. Get educated first. because education precedes action. We just don't want to say, okay, we want it back and go and storm the hill and be reckless about it and become a victim and a statistic. You know, what a waste of humanity. You know, there is a smart way to do it. And I would encourage you to discover and to enlighten yourself so that we can put the hands and true power of, you know, of what this country is all about in the hands, the rightful hands of we the people. You know, the riots that have been enacted in city after American city since May of 2020, this past year, demands more scrutiny than it has yet received. And this according to our next guest, Bob Regard. He is the author of Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds and founder and chairman of Total Life Impact Ministries. Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. And thanks for all you're doing and the message you're getting out. I was listening, as you said, power is reticent to be released. And I was thinking it's also intoxicating. And when you have it, you want more.
Exactly.
And I'm so convinced, Bill, that what you said about keeping up the battle to win back our nation is not going to happen, frankly, primarily in the White House or even the State House. It's going to happen in your house, my house, and every other absolute family house in the nation. And that's where the responsibility's got to be taken and picked up.
Exactly. Well, the power pullers, power lever pullers, would want us to believe it happens within politics. Politics is diseased. It's dysfunctional. It has us at each other's throats. It has the Republicans against the Democrats. That's never what was intended by the founding fathers. And this is why I've been encouraging our audience, Bob, and you can appreciate this, is that there needs to be a return to first principles. The first principles that above all is that we're American. You know, we watch out for our fellow man. We have the love for our neighbor. We, you know, for our family, our faith, our exercise of our faith. These foundational principles that has made America great, that causes us in the wake of any kind of disaster. We're the runs. When you talk about first responders, America has traditionally been the first responders to any natural disaster that has affected any other nation. We have been at the forefront time and again. That's not to say that we've been perfect. We understand this. Nobody is here without sin. We've all have sinned. But you have to pause for a moment and consider, at least if you're going to be fair-minded, to consider the good things, and I believe the exceptional and extraordinary things that our country has done on behalf of its people and on behalf of the world.
Right. Correct. Couldn't agree more.
Well, I want to address your issue and that you wrote about in your book, Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. This has been one of the, you know, I think one of the most dangerous things that has happened in our culture today. And that has been, you know, in a sense, the neutering or the rendering ineffective of a father, because a father is so critical to that, you know, that family institution.
Yeah, you know, it's been said, Bill, that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world about moms, and nobody would argue with that. But to your point, hand in hand and alongside as equal impact, that dad brings a huge amount of impact to what happens in that family and what happens in those kids. And in the last 15 years, I've had the privilege and honor of speaking to over 300,000 men. And I started to ask him a question, and here was the question. How many of you would say that you had a dad, a stepdad, or a father figure in your life that regularly and consistently told you they loved you unconditionally, that were proud of you, not for how you performed primarily, but for who you were and who you were becoming, and regularly strive to be engaged in what was important to you? Out of those 300,000 guys, Bill, I had 20 to 25% be the highest, regardless of the crowd size, whether it was 100 or 10,000, say, that would be me. That's what my dad, stepdad, father figure was like, which means the vast majority said, I cannot say that. And as I started to write the book, Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds, and I started talking about it in mixed crowds as I was just ask what was I doing, or my wife would mention it to friends. Women start saying, whoa, 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 wait a minute. it's not just guys who are struggling with this. It's us, too. So I went back and changed the book to deal really with men and women and the big impact of when dad isn't present and engaged. And some, obviously, he's abandoned, he's died, he's divorced. But others, just as absent, are physically present but emotionally disengaged.
Yeah. There's no question that fatherlessness at any level, in any spectrum, has taken its toll on the American people. And, Bob, I can tell you, in our family, we were very fortunate. And I think that, you know, I look back and, you know, both my parents and how engaged they were. We're so blessed. And there was 9 kids in our family. Our dad was a World War II vet. 3 of his sons served in the military. You know, and he was one. I mean, you know, he coached our baseball teams and, you know, was there alongside and was never one to say, hey, I don't have time to pick up a glove and play catch. You know, we're just so blessed. And I think of and see, you know, the kids today, especially because, you know, this was, you know, this is several decades ago. And I see, you know, in the modern era today, you know, the culmination of how fathers have been maligned. I mean, we went in our era when we grew up, you know, father knew best. Not anymore. Father's a joke. You know, father is gone. He's missing in action. Father is on drugs. Father only shows up when it's time, when the welfare check comes around. I mean, it is a mess when you pause for a moment and consider, you know, what is happening to the family. But even worse yet is the kids. It's no wonder that they're out there running reckless and, you know, demonstrating in streets, burning down buildings. They have no care, and there's no consideration for the destruction that they have wreaked upon this country, in particular cities. I mean, over $1 billion worth of damage is being reported here, Bob.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's been proven by research that when dads are physically and emotionally engaged, the children grow up healthier, stronger emotionally, they're more secure in their own social relationships, they're happier, they have far greater verbal skills, they are far less problem in schools themselves, and they statistically have much more successful marriages.
Exactly.
And to the point that you made, Bill, about the riots, Princeton University and a group called Bridging Divides Initiative did a study. And
well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break, Bob. Let's talk about that study when we come back.
Great.
More from Dr.
Great.
Bob Record after this. Stay with us.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Being the eternal optimist that I am, I can really relate to Danny Gokey. Sometimes we may find ourselves at that point where maybe we've lost hope. And like so many success stories, hope is found sometimes in that last quarter mile, the last few minutes, when we're just beyond ourselves and it comes about. And I can appreciate where many of you think that, America is a lost cause. And maybe our families as well, because of this fatherlessness issue, that we have so gotten used and conditioned by, what's happening with our kids, that they're drug-addled, they're poorly educated. The culture, the American culture, is so diseased right now because of, lots of reasons, but no doubt fatherlessness is absolutely key, because our, the family was designed by God to operate in a certain way. And every time I find in my experience where we abandon, godly principles, we pay a big price. And this is what's happening in our country today. Dr. Bob Record is with us. He's the author of Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. He's a national speaker, author of numerous books, and a Christian advocate helping people and organizations define reality and move forward biblically. Bob, you started to unfold a study from Princeton, and I want to give you that time to unwrap that for us, if you would.
Absolutely, Bill. Real quickly, they did a study on the riots of 2020. And between late May and late August, they found 570 incidences of those involved violence. And they began to ask why. And a lot of things were thrown up about race, which there are some race issues, no question. Mm-hmm. But here's a real problem. The Pew Institute and Research Group back in 2017 did a study on interracial marriage, and they found that 52% of Americans said it didn't make any difference if there were interraces in marriage, and 39%, another 39%, thought it was a good thing to have interracial marriages. So if you have over 80% saying that's not a problem, mm-hmm. then probably race may well not be the ultimate bottom line issue, even though it can be a contributor. And Mary Eberstadt, who's a senior fellow at the Faith and Reason Institute, looked into this, and she found here's what really seems to be a bottom line issue that nobody wants to address. If you want to increase dysfunction in a society, then decrease the effectiveness of dads in the home. Mm-hmm. And that led to impact on the children with their physical dad. It impacted them having real struggles grasping a heavenly father, and then a breakdown in what is often referred to as patria, which is better translated the natural habitat a child was meant to be raised in. Mm-hmm. And I identify with that because, Bill, you were so fortunate to come up like you did. I was born into a home. My dad was alcoholic. My mom died giving me birth when she was encouraged to end my time in her womb with abortion, but she carried me to term but died 11 months later. Wow. And that meant that my alcoholic dad had me and two older brothers that he wasn't sure what to do with and wasn't even sure he wanted. We ended up getting thrown around from place to place, house to house, rejected, and I finally got adopted later. And that sounds, boy, that's great news. But my adopted father was the child of statutory rape. His mother didn't know what to do with him, so she gave him to her alcoholic dad and mom. So he was raised that way and ultimately ended up in a gang and then later became my adopted dad. So both my biological dad and adopted dad carried baggage that ended up impacting me, and I had to deal with my own father wounds. And here's the reality about the disease you mentioned of breakdown of home and kids. Like any disease or pandemic or anything else, it's got to be addressed, acknowledged, and treated. And if not, it runs rampant.
Yes. Well, and I mean, relevant to what you were saying for just a moment, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I'm experiencing right now, Bob, in my study and I believe what God is showing me is, and this is what's so dangerous about the cancel culture right now, is that more than ever, people need to be listened to.
Yeah.
We need to listen. And what happened, this takes me back maybe about 5-6 years ago, and we were praying in church. We were praying the prayer of St. Francis. And there was one line in particular that stopped me in my personal tracks. And that was, God help me to understand before being understood. And that stays with me to this day, is that I try to understand, you know, rather than demand that I be understood first. And because I find myself, that's when I catch myself in trouble. And the Spirit of God will remind me of that. I'm grateful for the nudge going, hey, knucklehead, you know, time to, you know, let's go back to the prayer of St. Francis one more time. And so what we're finding in the manifestation of what's happening in the streets of America is you got a lot of people that have not been heard. And we need to be able to have that conversation. But the cancel culture dangerously promotes more people not being heard. It's one thing when you have people that, you know, like yourself, that not that everybody had the perfect family. You know, not everybody grew up in Leave It to Beaver, you know, zip codes. We all have our baggage and our wounds that we carry with us to varying degrees. But the fact of the matter is that we have a segment of our society right now as a result of not being heard. And I'm not saying all of the people in Antifa and all the Black Lives Matter people. I think that there's a spectrum of people there that can be saved. There's some that just absolutely, you know, like the Palestinians say, look, I just want you dead.
and some of the leadership of Black Lives Matter have made it real clear. They don't want America to exist any longer. They want it burnt down. They want it all burnt down and destroyed. And, you know, and meanwhile, you know, the lawlessness that continues to run rampant in our society today is dangerous and feeding in to the into their hands, and meanwhile, at the expense of some good kids that we could save along the way here, Bob.
Oh, that's so well said. And it's interesting when you look into some of the most best-selling writers on identity politics, and you look behind and look at their family background, how many of them have come from broken homes. And when you said there are so many who feel they haven't been heard, and especially for those who haven't felt they've been heard by a dad, they look for father substitutes. And therein is Antifa, therein is Black Lives Matter, and that becomes the father substitute. It's interesting in Portland, where some of the major riots happened, that that city has been plagued for 30 years with runaway children and broken home rejects that as a result have become what they call feral kids, just like you talk about feral cats.
Exactly.
And it was interesting when I was speaking to thousands and thousands of guys and would ask them, what was it that caused your father wounds? And gave them opportunity to respond to me. Here are the three top things, Bill, that I mentioned in the book that they said were the number one reason why they felt they had father wounds in their life. Number one was he wasn't engaged even when he was home. Number two, he failed to regularly express love and pride that he loved me and that he was proud of me. And number three, he wasn't there for the major events that were important to me when I was a kid. Now, sometimes that was unintentional. Dad was working and he was traveling and he was gone. He didn't mean to cause the wound, but the reality is the wound occurred.
That's right.
And the issue is it going to be addressed or is it not? Are we going to try to heal it and repair it and restore it or not? And if we ignore it, it's going to be our to our detriment as both homes and a country.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this has been part of the challenge that we've had as a society. And maybe this is something that COVID is teaching us, is that we need to pause a moment. We need to take a breath. And maybe we're maybe some families are recalculating here, Bob, and God bless them if they're making the most and redeeming this time. I always say that with any event that takes place, it doesn't all have to be negative. And I believe, especially what I'm hearing from some people anecdotally, is they're maximizing this opportunity. Whether they're, you know, they said, well, I never thought about teaching my kids before, but I'm teaching them, and actually, well, I'm doing a pretty good job. We're doing a good job. I mean, you know, the family itself is engaged, and, you know, we're actually having dinners again together and doing things that have been lost along the way because of the busyness of our schedules. So though this pandemic some would look as judgment and as a curse, some are appreciating it as a blessing. Go figure, right?
That's exactly right. And one of the things that a lot of people ask me is, how do I know if father wounds may be in my life? And one of the things we did in the book, because I had a guy contribute who's a good friend of mine, a great Christian counselor, over 35,000 hours of Christian counseling he's done personally. And we put a self-assessment tool in the book where in 5 minutes, somebody can go through and see, are there likely father wounds in my life? And if so, then I know I got to address a few things. And hey, that's right.
Bob, real quick, because we got to wrap this up. I got to have you back. Where can they go? Give them a website real quick. We got 5 seconds.
Easiest place for the book to go is Amazon.com and put in ending.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a
soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final.